Mark chapter 6 and verse 5. The evil or the power of unbelief. Mark chapter 6 verse 5. Let me read the verse to you. He, that is the Lord Jesus, could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Mark chapter 6 verse 5. But of course, this verse is not just in isolation. It's followed on directly from what was said before. And what was said before? The offense. The way the people took offense at Christ. He is back home and he's in the synagogue on the Sabbath and he's preaching and he's claiming to be the Messiah, the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 61. He preaches on a subject which raises the anger. The hackles rise, as it were, and the people hate him for it, and they want to kill him. And the consequence of all this offence, as it says in verse 3, and they took offence at him, they were staggered at him, they were offended by him, they didn't want anything to do with him, they wanted rid of him, even at this very early stage. Jesus said to them, you know, prophets without honour and so on, in his own home. And then verse 5, he could not do any miracles, except a few. Why? Well, verse 6, because of their unbelief. Now, of course, the commentators are worried about this. Christ could not. Well, that's what it says. He could not do any or many miracles there. This is amazing, isn't it? This is the real humanity of Christ. This is God accommodating himself to us. Of course, as the Son of God, if he wanted, he could accord 12 legions of angels. He could have done what he wanted, as he said in another place. But why are we worried about it? Take it as it stands, my friend. Unbelief, this is the point here. Unbelief is an enormous sin. It's the damning sin. Now, why do I say that? Do I just dream it up? Do my theological textbooks tell me? No, my Bible tells me. Christ has told me in the Scriptures. John 3, verse 18. Why are men condemned? Because of their unbelief. You will not come to me, John 5, 40. You will not come to me. The wages of sin and sin, the greatest sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The greatest sin is unbelief. Men are condemned, John 3, verse 18. John 3, verse 36. John 16, verse 9, the Spirit will convince men of sin. Why? What sin? Drunkenness? No, not sin is not a sin, but that's not the sin the Spirit convinced men of. What a sin is it? He convicts men of sin in that they do not believe me. They do not trust me. They do not come to me. Can you see that unbelief is an enormous sin? It is the damning sin. It's a massive hindrance. How often we get in the Gospels, according to your faith. We met it already in Mark chapter 5, verse 34. It's believing brings the mercy of God. It doesn't merit it. It doesn't earn it. It doesn't deserve it. But it's the hand that God uses to bring sinners to himself. And salvation comes through faith. Redemption comes through faith. Union with Christ by the Spirit is showing itself in faith and comes to faith and is from faith and so on. A salvation to the individual sinner is by faith. And without faith, our labor and success is in vain. There's a mystery here. I'm not talking about the prosperity gospel. I'm not talking about penny in the slot. But faith and effort and trust in God and his blessing, they're all connected. When people say to us, if only I could believe, what are they saying? They can't believe God? They expect us to pity them? Are you saying it, my friend? Do I pity you? No, you're adding to your condemnation. You can't believe God if you said it to me. Oh, I wish I could believe you. Then I'm not saying, oh, I'm sorry for you. No, no, what an offence to me. I wish I had your faith. I was a schoolmaster at one time and a lab assistant once said to me, I wish I had your faith. I think I said to her, you don't need my faith, you need my Saviour. But of course, you get your Saviour, you need the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. 1 John 5:10. Do you know what unbelief is? It's calling God a liar. Now, that's what's happening here. It's not to be pitied. It's to be condemned. Faith is a duty, you see. Am I addressing any hyper-Calvinist? You don't believe in the duty of faith. You don't believe sinners are bound to believe. They are. It's the greatest condemnation when they will not believe. It's a damning hindrance. Beware of unbelief. And that's not just unbelievers, you know. Read the letter to the Hebrews. Read Hebrews chapter 12. Beware lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It's a terrible thing, the power of unbelief. Let's have something more pleasant on this subject. Is there something more pleasant? Mary Jane Walker's got some lovely words. Jesus, I will trust thee. Trust thee with my soul. Guilty, lost, and helpless, thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven nor on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners. Therefore, Lord, for me. Oh, believer, say it. Oh, unbeliever, feel it. Want to know it. Have it. It can be yours if you trust the Saviour. Jesus, the first verse, I will trust thee. Second verse, Jesus, I must trust thee. Pondering thy ways, full of love and mercy, all thine earthly days. Sinners gathered round thee, lepers sought thy face, none too vile or loathsome for a Saviour's grace. See, I must trust you. Jesus, I can trust thee. Trust thy written word, praise God for that. Though thy voice of pity I have never heard, when thy spirit teacheth to my taste, how sweet! Do you feel it, my friend? Do you feel it? Only may I hearken, sitting at thy feet. And then the last verse, Jesus, I do trust thee. Oh, may it be so. Trust without a doubt. Whosoever cometh, thou wilt not cast out. Faithful is thy promise. Precious is thy blood. These my soul salvation. Thou, my Saviour God. Beware of unbelief, my friend. Beware of it. It's not to be pitied. It's to be condemned. So arise from this unbelief and believe the Saviour. Not only assent to him, but trust him. Rely upon him. Remember the power of unbelief. Jesus could do so little there because of their unbelief. May I not hinder the work of God by my doubts. May I trust the Saviour, rely upon him, call upon him. As a believer, may I trust him more. As an unbeliever, if you are my friend, call upon the name of the Lord and be saved.